The gospel recounted the passion of Christ. Be not moved by it. I'm here before you, my brothers and sisters, as the sinner that I am. And after reflection on today's passion, I ask myself, how many times have I perpetuated Christ's passion by my sins? How many times have I made my Lord suffer once again and the devil smile? How many times? Too many. Too painful to recall. I find that my denial of Jesus through my sins makes me weep too, as Peter did on that fateful night. My denying, my sinfulness, my weaknesses perpetuate my Savior's suffering. I ask him for forgiveness. The forgiveness that Christ teaches on the cross as he implored the Father. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I am consoled in his love and compassion for me, even though with my failings, I perpetuate his extreme suffering and total exhaustion on the cross. Yet he vividly forgives, as he did the repentant thief next to him. Today, you will be with me in paradise. I can be forgiven. I can renew my relationship with my Lord. Praise God. You know that life is a gift given with free will from God. And the lesson that life requires is to lose one's life for God. To choose with our free will the total reliance upon God. Jesus teaches us this lesson. He suffered and died for us, saved us from damnation, and leads us to eternal life. This Holy Week, please allow us to pray this week, to meditate on Jesus. Imagine ourselves in the crowd at Jerusalem, seeing Jesus, praising him as he enters the city. We're so excited and happy to welcome him. And then, not many hours later, we turn away from him. We demand with hatred in our hearts that he be crucified. Imagine that. My sins and my temptations, my weaknesses terrify me, knowing they can enable me to betray my Lord. We are the ones who inflict this Roman soldier's cruelty. We are the ones who make the devil smile while our Lord and Savior suffers. Jesus is always with us, always. There's no past or present or future for Jesus. He's eternal, outside our time. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever. From St. Paul in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. When we sin, we are the ones who shamefully blaspheme him, spit on him, strip him, nail him to the cross, pierce his side, revile him, make him continue to suffer his passion and death. Therefore, during this holy week, I ask you to meditate on the passion of Jesus. Meditating on his passion can move us to want to be free from our sins. It can move us to seek the sacrament of reconciliation, where we ask Jesus for forgiveness and mercy. If your world seems in turmoil and you need healing and reassurance, turn to meditating on the passion of Jesus. Do not waste this holy week. Spend time with Jesus. Come to the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday evening. Celebrate the liturgy of the Lord's Passover at 3 p.m. on Good Friday, and Stations at noon, and Stations of the Cross at 5 p.m. Attend the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday night. And together, this week, we can come to Jesus as the welcoming Christ. Come, brothers and sisters. Come and be healed. May the Sacred Heart of Jesus have mercy on us. Amen.